That I may know him, 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 and his power, and his power, and his power of resurrection, and his power, and his power, and his power of resurrection, that I may know him,
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 and his power, and his power, and his power,
and his power of resurrection,
and his power. And his power, and his power of resurrection, that I may know him,
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 and his power,
and his power,
and his power, and his power of resurrection,
and his power,
and his power, and his power
of resurrection,
that I may know him,
that I may know him,
that you might know him,
that I may know him,
and his power,
and his power,
and his power,
and his power of resurrection,
and his power,
and his power,
and his power
of resurrection,
that we might know him,
that we might know him,
that you may know him,
that you may know him,
and his power,
and his power,
and his power,
and his power
of resurrection,
and his power,
and his power,
and his power
of resurrection, that we might know him,
that we might know him,
that I may know him,
that I may know him,
that you might know him,
that you might know him,
and his power,
and his power,
and his power,
and his power
of resurrection, and his power,
and his power,
and his power
of resurrection,
that you might know him,
that you might know him,
that I may know him,
that I may know him,
and his power,
and his power,
and his power,
and his power
of resurrection,
and his power,
and his power,
and his power
of resurrection, that we might know him,
that we might know him,
that you may know him,
that you may know him,
and his power,
and his power,
and his power, and his power of resurrection,
and his power,
and his power,
and his power
of resurrection, that you might know him,
that you might know him,
that we may know him,
that we may know him,
that I may know him,
that I may know him,
and his power,
and his power,
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 power, and his power of resurrection,
and his power, power,
and his power of resurrection. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. This is Archbishop and Reverend Mrs. Stephen John and Felicia Stephen John Biokoro of the Jesus Christ Global Mission, reaching you all the way from Silver Spring, Maryland, the Hour of Miracles Radio and Television Ministries. Today we are on your way, and we come with the word of life, the word of God, the word that changes, the word that transforms, the word that makes you whole. I tell you, you'll never be the same again as you receive this word of God today.
Amen.
And we are led to share with you on the topic, knowing God intimately. Knowing God intimately. And our text is taken from Philippians chapter 3, verses 10. The book of Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. It says, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection. This is the Apostle Paul speaking here in Philippians chapter 3 in his letter to the Christians in Philippi. And that message comes to us today because we are the Philippi Christians of today. We are the Christians of today. It's a very notable chapter of the Bible. Knowing God intimately. Do you really know God? That's what it's all about. Apostle Paul, a man who has studied, who have learned, who have studied so many subjects, got degrees and PhDs in various disciplines, he cried out in Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. He said that I may know him. There is one more thing I do not know yet, and that is the power of his resurrection. That I may know Christ and the power of his resurrection. Amen. Of course, this is a good cry. And of course, you need to cry out today that you may know him and the power of his resurrection. Amen. That you may know Jesus, you may know God, you may know who created you, who died for you to be saved, shed his blood for the remission of your sins on Calvary's tree over 2,000 years ago, that you might know him. You need to know your God. You need to know the God who saved you.
Amen.
In John chapter 8, verse 32, Jesus said, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." John chapter 8, verse 32, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. It is the truth you know that sets you free. Jesus is the one that sets free. If the Son of God shall set you free, you'll be free indeed.
Amen.
Do you know him? You need to know him in spirit and in truth. Many of you know biology. Many of you know chemistry. Many of you know mathematics. Many of you know history. Many of you know geography. Many of you have studied geology. Many of you have studied medicine. You have studied pharmacy. You have studied so many things. But God is asking you today, do you know him? That I may know him and the power of his resurrection.
Amen.
How much of him do you know matters now? One day the Apostle Paul was preaching, and he came to a place, they wrote on the signboard, to the unknown God. They were worshiping an unknown God. And Paul declared, he said, why will you worship an unknown God? A God that you do not know. You don't know whether it is Satan, whether it is the devil, whether it is demon you are worshiping, you do not know. You're worshiping an unknown God? No. You don't have to worship an unknown God. You need to know God. You need to know God. Daniel chapter 11, verse 32. The book of Daniel chapter 11, verse 32, it says, they that know their God shall do exploits. They that know their God shall do exploits. Daniel chapter 11, verse 32. Do you know your God? It is they who know their God that will do exploits in this end time. In this end time, in this life, in this world, it is those who know their God. One day there was argument in Israel. Ahab and Jezebel versus Elijah. And they were arguing over whether they should worship Baal, the altar of Baal, or worship God. And the 450 false prophets of Baal, they began to pray and shout and cry, and their God did not answer. Thank God for Prophet Elijah. the man who knows his God. And the Bible says when Prophet Elijah called upon his God, the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God that saves, the God that heals, the God that answered fire, the God that created heaven and earth. Oh, the God of Abraham, he answered. And when he answered, everybody said, this is the God we shall worship.
Yes.
Do you know your God? How much of God do you know? The scriptures say, they that know their God shall do exploit. Do you know your God? It's a big question today. Hosea chapter 4 verse 6, the book of Hosea chapter 4 verse 6. It says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. God is saying that to the prophet Hosea. My people perish for lack of knowledge. They don't know, so they are perishing. Knowledge is power. Knowledge liberates. Knowledge sets free. Oh, you need to know that you know that you know that you know that you know. You need to know the God you are serving, the power of his resurrection, the power that is in the name of Jesus. You need to know that your God, when you call upon him, he answers. You need to know that your God shed his blood for the remission of your sins. The blood of Jesus is a covering for you. You need to know the word of God. You need to know what God is saying. You need to know the promises of God. There are over 8,000 promises of God concerning your salvation, your healing, your deliverance, your blessing, your protection. But if you do not know, then you're going to miss the whole thing. It is what you know that liberates you. Hosea chapter 4 verse 6. Hosea chapter 4 verse 6. My people perish for lack of knowledge. Because you don't have the knowledge of God. You don't have the knowledge of the word of God. You don't know Jesus. You don't know God. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except through him. Jesus said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. But now you don't even know. You don't know him. You don't know the truth. That's a real problem right there. How do you know him? By studying the word of God.
Amen.
The scriptures is study to be approved of God. A man that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You need to study to be approved by God. You need to study the word of God. You need to know God through his word. And then God will approve you for what you are.
Amen.
I know my Redeemer liveth. Job chapter 19, the book of Job chapter 19. Verse 25 to 26, Job chapter 19, verse 25 to 26. The patriarch Job shouted, I know my Redeemer liveth. That's the man who knows his God. I know that my God is a living God. My God is not a dead God. My God is not a God that you call upon and he has traveled away. He's dead. He's sleeping and all that stuff. No, I know my God, he that keepeth Israel, neither sleep nor slumber. I can call on him day and night and he will answer me. I can call on him right now and he will deliver me. I know my God. I know.
Yes.
My Redeemer liveth. My Redeemer liveth. My Redeemer, Jesus is my Redeemer.
Amen.
Job made it clear. Job chapter 19, verse 25 to 26. Job 19, verse 25 to 26. I know that my Redeemer liveth. Do you know that your Redeemer liveth? Or you doubt God, doubting Thomases. You don't trust God. You don't believe. You don't know. And so God is not working for you. God is not doing things in your life because you refuse to know him, to know the truth, that the truth shall set you free. The other day I shared with you, I said, if you want to know about George Washington, then you read a book about George Washington. If you want to know about Abraham Lincoln, then you got to read a book about Abraham Lincoln. Now, if you want to know about Jesus Christ of Nazareth, then you got to go to the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. You got to go back to the Word of God, and then you study about God, and then you know about God, and then you know who he is, and what he does, and what he doesn't do, and his abilities, and powers, and strength, and how he can reach out to you in the time of need.
Hallelujah.
He says, call upon me in the days of trouble, and I will deliver you.
Amen.
Do you call upon him? You need to call upon him today.
Amen.
He's available for you.
Amen.
We're talking about knowing God intimately. Apostle Paul says, I care not to know anything about you, but Christ and him crucified. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2. I care not to know anything about you, but Christ and him crucified. What I want to know about you is about Christ and him crucified. Christ in you is the hope of glory. I travail in prayers until Christ be formed in you. When I come to you, I come not to you with enticing words of man's wisdom. I want to know about Christ. When I come to you, we should be talking about Jesus. When I come to you, we should be discussing Jesus. I didn't come to crack jokes. I didn't come to say nothing. But I came that you might discover the true Jesus.
Amen.
The love of God.
Amen.
The joy of God. The God that saves, that heals, that delivers.
Hallelujah.
Ignorance is a disease. Ignorance is a disease that you didn't know. It's not an excuse. That you didn't know is not an excuse. And that is why today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of deliverance. Today is the day of healing. Now is the time of salvation. Do not postpone it. You don't even own the next 2 hours. You don't even know what is going to happen next. Why don't you know your God? Why don't you discover your God, who is, what he does and what he doesn't do?
Amen.
So that you can believe him and trust him and hope in him and have confidence in him. That God is calling you today. Jesus of Nazareth, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, is calling you today to repent and accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. As many as received him, to them God gave power to become the sons of God. John chapter 1 verse 12. As many as received Christ, God gave them the power to become the sons of God.
Amen.
Why do you worship an unknown God? Now you need to make a decision for you to know your God and know him intimately so that you can relate with him as your friend, your brother, your sister. Oh, God is really available. The scripture says that Enoch walked with God and he went to heaven without dying. In the book of Genesis, Enoch walked with God and he went to heaven without dying. What a friend we have in Jesus.
Amen.
Enoch walked with God, lived with God, talked with God, moved with God, so intimate with God that he went to heaven without dying. The prophet Elijah had the same experience. He was so intimate with God. He went to heaven without dying. Moses, a friend of God, a man who knew God face to face. Abraham also was a friend of God. These people were so intimate with their God until God said, I will not do anything except discuss it with my prophet.
Yes, Lord.
God wants to be intimate with you today.
Amen.
God wants to be by your side.
Amen.
God wants to be your friend. God wants to be by you. God wants to walk with you side by side. I have a very big God, oh, who is always at my side. A very big God, oh, by my side, by my side. I have a very big God, oh, who is always at my side. A very big God, oh, by my side, by my side. By my side, by my left, by my side, by my right. By my front, by my back.
By my front, by my back.
I have a very big God, oh, who is always on my side. A very big God, oh, by my side, by my side. We have a very big God, oh, who is always on our side. A very big God, oh, by my side, by my side. We have a very big God, oh, who is always by our side. A very big God, oh, by my side, by my side. By my left, by my right,
by my left, by my right.
By my God, by my friend.
By my friend, by my brother.
By my side, by my left.
By my side, by my left.
I have a very big God, oh, who is always on my side. A very big God, oh. By my side, by my side. Amen.
Amen.
Do you have God by your side? There's so many people who live with God. Daniel was so close with God until the lions could not eat him. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were so close with God until fire could not burn them. And even when they were thrown into the furnace of fire, the fire could not burn them. How is your life with God? How do you live with God? David was so close with God until God went to battle with him, and he conquered the Philistines, conquered Goliath, conquered the lions and the bears. Greater is he that is in you than the devil that is in the world. The greater one should dwell in you. Jesus should dwell in you. Let Christ dwell in you richly. Let the word of God dwell in you richly. Amen. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Amen. You need to know your God intimately. You need to have him as your friend. A friend that sticketh closer than a brother. We want to pray with you. Wherever you are, we want you to receive this prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray that the word of God will come into the lives of everyone who have heard your word today. Let that word be their portion. Let their word save them today. Lord, let them know the truth, that the truth shall set them free. Amen. Let them know you intimately.
Amen.
Let them know that you are their God, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Let them worship the true and the only God of Israel. The God of Abraham, the God that created heaven and earth, the God that answered it by fire. Let them know you and worship you,
yes,
in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. I know you have enjoyed that word of God today. I want you to feel free to email us, hourofmiraclesradio@juno.com. hourofmiraclesradio@juno.com. Also, feel free to call us on the phone, area code 240-552-5899, 240-552-5899, also 202-460-7110, 202-460-7110. We want you to come and watch it with us right here in Jesus Christ Global Mission, 850 Sligo Avenue, Suite LL2, Silver Spring, Maryland, 20910. We want you to come and hear the living word of God, to hear the truth, and the truth shall set you free. We'll meet here every Thursday evening, 7 p.m., Friday evening, 7 p.m., Saturday evening, 7 p.m., Sunday evening, 7 p.m., Monday and Tuesday evening, 7 p.m. We want you to come with your friends and your families, and God will do you good. Also, we have teaching. It's a center for learning and teaching the word of God, so that you will know the truth, that the truth shall set you free. When you come, you will hear the living word of God that will save your soul and heal you and bless you and prosper you in the name of Jesus. We invite you, come with your friends and your families, and God will do you good in Jesus' name.
Amen.
That I may know him, that I may know him, that I may know him,
that
I may know him and his power, and his power, and his power, and his power of resurrection, and his power, and his power, and his power of resurrection, that I may know him,
that
I may know him. That I may know him,
that I may know him,
and his power,
and his power,
and his power, and his power of resurrection, and his power, and his power, and his power of resurrection. Want you also to visit our website, www.ourmiraclestv.net, ourmiraclestv.net, and you get information about our ministry there. For those of you who are far away in other countries, you want to write us, send us your prayer requests or whatever, feel free to write us, Our Miracles Radio, Post Office Box 281, Lanham, Maryland, 20703, Our Miracles Radio, Post Office Box 281, Lanham, Maryland, 20703. We are here to pray for you, to minister to you, and we want you to forward this link to all your friends and well-wishers all over the world. Forward this message to them, let them know the truth, that the truth shall set them free. Jesus loves you. Felicia and I, we love you.
Hey.
And wish you all long life and prosperity. And feel free to come watch it with us right here in Jesus Christ Global Mission, 850 Sligo Avenue, Suite LL2, Silver Spring, Maryland, 20910. Thank you so much for listening. God bless you abundantly. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.